shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
I think it speaks volumes for our district. I mean,
well, like they say, you know, you get what you pay for.
Solid rocket boosters blew away from
Wow,
the-
girl. Come on, girl. Oh.
Just from a basket.
Now, isn't that lovely?
I'm going to back Obama.
Yabu, I said.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. We go places other talk shows, other Trump change can't go. Every night here. Coming up this hour, we have with us Jack Armstrong, who's going to be talking with us about two now. We have two cases now in the last couple of days having to do with people who live in one district sending their kids to school in another district because the education, the quality of the school, teachers, etc., is much better. You heard of the lady in Ohio who has been put in jail for 10 days. There is another case in Georgia. Is it happening all over the country, and what does it mean? Talking to Jack Armstrong in a minute about that. Bob Green is going to join us in the next hour on Arizona's birthright citizenship legislation. In other words, there are legislators in Arizona targeting the idea that being born in the United States, even of illegal immigrant parents, makes you a citizen. Charlie Sheen is also out of the hospital and heads to rehab. And as a lot of people were tweeting today, Charlie may not be up to date on what's going on in Egypt. So please, I'm kidding. Anyway, an Atlanta Police Department unit is being investigated for publicly conducting a body cavity search during a traffic stop. And as I mentioned, Arizona's citizenship law, Jack Armstrong and Bob Green, and our number 877-876-7445. Our affiliate spotlight tonight on the great, great affiliate in San Francisco, KNEW 910 AM. God bless them. And in Grand Forks, North Dakota, KNOX 1310 AM, another great affiliate along the Phil Hendry Radio Show Network. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And Jack Armstrong going to be joining us here in just a moment. Parents could be prosecuted for lying about addresses for schools. This is, I mentioned to you guys last night very briefly, if you weren't with me, I did mention to my audience at the time that I'd been involved in a little bit of a little bit of static, if you will, concerning this kind of thing. It had to do with me selling my house not too long ago, and the people who bought it, assuming their kids were going to go to school in one district, and there was a real hassle, and it almost sunk the sale of my home. But I was able to find out that, in point of fact, their kids were going to qualify for a better district. I guess, Jack, because I lived in a better place.
I was going to say, because you've got a better address than a lot of people, Phil.
But your problem with this, we're going to get into this. I want to hear some audio. Okay, Jack, this is of a couple of people here. One of them is a county school board chairperson. Her name is Kathy Williams. This is in Muskogee, Georgia. And she tells WRBL television the parents send the wrong message to their kids by lying to get them into a better school. So let's listen to Miss Williams here.
I think it speaks volumes for our district. I mean, I think our district's one of the best, and I understand people clamoring to get in, but there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it. And what I want to stop is the wrong way. I don't think it's good parenting skills to raise your children in an environment where they're learning how to usurp the system or cheat or lie or steal.
Now, Ms. Williams also says if you want to send the kids to their schools, you live out of district, pay up.
Those seats in our classrooms are very precious, and they really need to be held for those people who legally are entitled to them and pay through their taxes for them. The nice thing is that if they don't want to live in Muskogee County, they still can send their children here. They just have to pay tuition. You know, in some form or fashion, they have to pay for the service that they're getting to educate their child.
So, and this was in Georgia, Jack, and the other one was an Ohio case. And the lady in Ohio, I've got her name right here. What was the name of the lady in Ohio? Kelly Balder, I think?
I believe that was right, Phil, in the case that you're talking in Muskogee, Georgia, right now, I think is... I don't know the name of this woman, but there's a father who was using a wrong address and
Kelly Williams Bolar.
Right, but I don't know the name of this Georgia woman, unfortunately, because it's just not evident, you know.
What is the name of the Georgia woman? God almighty, I get so sick and tired of these news stories that are written poorly. They didn't name the Georgia woman. So there you go.
I don't think it's a good thing, Phil. I think it is a bad thing. And I think it has the earmarks of racism. I think there's classism. I think there is elitism involved here. When you say, I don't want my child to go to this school, I want my child to go to that school.
Now, why do you say racism and elitism? These are people who can't afford to send their kids to these schools, so they're lying.
Yes, they're lying. They're lying to get their child out of a district and put their child into a different district.
What about the idea that it's to get the child into a better school?
Well, of course, there is an idea to get the child into a better school, but if you want to get your child into a better school, why don't you use your resources, your money, or your lack thereof, and make your school a better school? You see, why do you have to move your child into a other district because the one that you're in is not good enough? The one that you're in has too many people of color, perhaps. Maybe there's too many poor people, or maybe there's too many, a lot of things. I'm a long-time liberal, you know, and I will tell you, Phil, I come from a very depressed area in Krakow, Poland, where I was born, to come to the United States and live in this country. I know how bad it can be, and it can be really bad. And I think when you take your child from one district and put your child into another district dishonestly, you are circumventing the law. You are lying. You are breaking the law. Then I have no problem putting someone like that in jail.
So you would be you're in favor of this woman seeing jail time?
Absolutely. You have to stay in the district that you're in, and you have to support that district as much as you can, because I think that's part of parenting, and give your children a good example of what you should do for a school district. And to the extent that you can help that school district, of course you're going to do this. To the extent that you cannot help that school district, get the help of other parents. Any parent that lies deserves a jail cell. And
even in the case of a mother or a father, and again, I just want to keep repeating this, deserving a jail cell, yes, but even in the case of them trying to get their kid into a better school district so their children have a better chance at a better education.
But it's not always about a better chance of better education. They think it's about a better education, but most of the time it's about, I don't want my kids in this environment. I don't want my children in with children who are not of the same class, you know, of this children who are a different race, children who are poor, children who... There is a lot of prejudice of poor people. And so some of these mothers who wish they were better than they are, some of these fathers who wish they were better than they are, they lie. And they lie to the school district, and they lie to their own children, and say, I don't live here, I live there, and I can put my children in a school district where there is more white, or there's more money, or there's better band, or there's better football than this. I think it's a very, very terrible example to set for anyone. It's disgusting, it is racist, it sends the wrong message to the children, and not to mention the fact that to the extent that the influence of a parent like this would be good for a school, that parent is gone. They can't help. They send them somewhere else.
Well, we've had two instances now of parents who are sending their kids, and they're lying. They're saying, basically, I live in your district.
That is correct, right. This is the illegality of it, to say that I live in that district, therefore I can send my children, and they're, of course, saying that that is their address. What they're using is their father address or mother address or something.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. There may be some, maybe more than just one parent out there dealing with something like this right now. Where do your kids go to school?
My kids right now, they go to a school district in northeast Minneapolis. But that's different for me because we're using my father-in-law's address. I have to send them, and I don't want to be specific. I'm sure you understand I cannot be so specific, but I have to send them to outside of the district. I cannot be specific, you know, for that.
Are you? Where are your kids going to school right now?
I would tell you it's important for you to know where my kids are going to school. Unfortunately, I can't tell you.
And why? Why can't you tell me where your kids are going to school?
Unfortunately, I can't tell you because, and this is a very difficult thing because I know, I believe very firmly, Phil, I believe very firmly that parents should go to jail if they lie about the address, if they send their children to a different district because they don't like poor, they don't like black. I feel this. I have to tell you, though, at this time, I must, and I know I feel deep in my heart, that perhaps what I'm doing is wrong, but I feel at this time I must send my children to a different district. And that's why we've begun the process of my wife's father, who lives in a section of the Twin Cities, and we can send the children to a better school. But this is different, I think, from what the...
I want to explore this with you. We've just gotten done talking about how disgusting and racist and how it sends the wrong message, but you're saying that you are living right now in a depressed area of the Twin Cities, and you are going to be sending your kids to another school when?
We're going to send next scholastic year. Let me tell you how it's different.
I want to know, how does this, if you're saying to me, and Jack, I know you to be a longtime liberal blogger, you support public school.
Absolutely.
And you support the poor school districts. You feel they need this kind of help. They need good parents. They need good teachers. And I think it starts with the parents, you know.
I agree 100%.
Then why are you sending your kids to another school? And you're going to be, you're basically saying you're going to be engaged in the same kind of subterfuge.
Let me tell you why.
Did I hear you correctly? You're going to be using your wife's father's address.
That is correct. Let me tell you why. Conservatives, a lot of these conservatives want to jump on it and say you're a liar, you're a hypocrite, you know. Okay. I can have more credibility with the conservatives if I say that my children are going to a good school, because then my children get the same education as a conservative. And then I can say, my children got the same education as a conservative child, and my children are going to be teachers, my children are going to help the poor. They can't get that kind of education in a poor district. And they can't get a good education so they can become people that help the poor, you know. But if they go to a good district, which is where I want them to go, they can get the education they need to help the poor people. The conservative sends his child to a good district, but not to teach that child to help the people, but to teach that child to make, be a big shot, you know, NBA big shot. But the liberal who was going to send the child to a school...
You know, you're engaging in an awful lot of broad brushing of liberals, conservatives.
No, I understand that, but for the most part... You see.
But you haven't really answered my question. You are opposed to parents who are moving, are falsely claiming addresses so they can move their kids to a better school district. You consider it racist. You consider it...
And it is racist. For 99% of these people, it's racist, it's elitist, it's selfish, and it's illegal. In my case of my wife and I, this is a different thing. We want our children, and I know... you know, believe me, Phil, it is different with us. I want my children a good education so they can become, to help people, you see. So it's difficult for me to explain.
Well, how do you know? It wouldn't be difficult for me to understand if you could tell me, how do you know other people wouldn't want to send their kids to a good school district for the same reason?
No, while it is possible, most of these people are lying. Because they want to get their children a good education for free, and it has nothing to do with helping society. They're just lying. And I wish I could explain this better to you, but that's exactly what's going on right now.
Okay, Jack, I want to take a break. Jack Armstrong joining us here. We're talking about parents who lie about where they live so they can get their kids into a better school district. Jack, you're opposed to that, although you have admitted on our air you're going to be doing that next year. But in your case, It's only to get your kids an education so they can become social workers. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Also next hour, Bob Green takes on birthright citizenship. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. With me is Jack Armstrong. He is a liberal blogger out of the Twin Cities in Minnesota. We're talking about two people now in the news, and perhaps more people across this country, who have been arrested for claiming false addresses. In essence, claiming an address so they can send their children into that school district, which is patently illegal. Am I getting that right, Jack?
Oh, that is absolutely right. You cannot claim residence in a district that you do not live in because you're not paying taxes in that district. People are doing that so they can send their children to the school. And they're doing it illegally. They're doing it by lying. And they're taking their children from a substandard school into what they consider to be a better school, but they're doing it by lying, you see.
All right. So you have to lie, like this lady did. She lied, and she claimed her father's address, I think. And this lady here in Georgia, one other family's doing the same thing. You're going to do the same thing next year. You're going to claim your father's address. Isn't that correct?
But one other thing I want to say. They're taking a spot away from a child who lives in that district. That's very important to say. They're taking a spot away from a child that lives in that district.
All right. Are you not going to do the same thing yourself next year when your children in a new school year?
We are, and I brought that up as a courtesy. The reason why I brought that up, Phil, is as a courtesy to you. So you would know that I'm doing this because my children need to have this higher education level because of the things we expect for them to be teachers, you see.
And why? But you're going to be doing it illegally as well.
When you say illegally, what do you mean?
You're going to be using the address of your father-in-law.
I'm going to be using the address of my father-in-law, yes. I'm going to, yes, because that's how much I love my children. That's how much I love my children.
So isn't that the same as what these other people are doing?
I don't believe it is, and I'll tell you why. The other people are doing this because they're racist, because they're elitist, because they don't want to live in the same neighborhood or go to the same school with a black-skinned person or poor people. My children go to school in a district with crackheads and with... I don't even want to say. And we want to get them out so that their education enables them to come back to the neighborhood and to help the people.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445. Here is a phone call in Miami. It's Robert. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I can't believe my ears. I cannot believe that this gentleman is here on the radio talking bad about people who are doing things, and then he's going to go out and do exactly the same thing by using his father-in-law's address to put his children out there. It's hypocritical.
It's the same thing. I don't think it's the same thing, sir.
It is exactly the same thing what you're doing. And you know what? You're a hypocrite. And
no, sir.
Let me tell you
no,
something.
Sir.
You're doing exactly the same thing because you know why? You want a better education for your family, for your kids, just the same way that I want a better education for my family, my kids. And I would exactly do the same thing if I was in a worse neighborhood and I could give my kids a better education. There's nothing illegal with that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's natural parenting. And you're sitting here on the radio talking about people doing something, and then you go out and do the exact same thing. Practice what you preach, brother.
No, but you see, it is illegal to claim a separate address that is not yours, and so that's illegal. You have to understand it's different from my...
I agree, and if it's illegal and you're doing it, then you should go and put your kids in the school district that they belong in and not teach them to be racist. Or why not? That's the most ridiculous thing.
But you have to understand, sir, I have valid reasons for doing what I'm doing. I have valid reasons. 99% of these other people don't do it for the wrong reason. I have valid reasons for doing this.
Everybody has the same valid reason wanting the number one education for the kids. That's why immigrants migrate to this country, to give their kids and to give their families
to
get ahead in life.
They don't want school with the black kids. You know, that's their reason, which I think is racist.
If I'm going to put my kids in a school that doesn't have money for books and doesn't have money for supplies for teachers and whatnot, I'm going to try to go and put my kid in an A school. Why? Because
I need to put my kid in a school. We've got way too many crackheads in this school my kids are in.
All right, we'll be back with Jack Armstrong, 877-876-7445. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Too many crackheads.
Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up next hour, we have Robert Greene on the Arizona immigration law. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We'll get to some more phone calls here in a moment. With me is Jack Armstrong, a longtime liberal blogger and guest on our show. When we talk about parents around the country claiming they live in a district that they don't live in order to send their children to a better school, Jack, you have interpreted that as a sort of elitist and racist move by those parents. Now, I know that you believe in public education. I do, too.
Yes, but not only do... But hold on, Phil. Not only do I believe in public education, I believe that... I believe in the poor district need help. Poor district need help. It's not just to send your child to a rich district. If you are in an African-American district, you want to get out because you're elitist and racist, you need to stay there. Yep.
But okay, and you need to help me with this, because you've heard people taking exception to the fact that you are going to do the very thing. You're going to claim residence in a district illegally by naming your father-in-law's residence. You're going to send your children away from a district that you say has too many crackheads in it. And
my children right now are going to school with tweakers, these rockheads. My children.
But you got to help me with this. Why is this different? Because what you want to do with your kids is exactly the same thing that other people are doing that you say is racist and elitist.
All right. Let me explain it the best way I can. My children are going to be teachers, and they're going to be people who are leaving. Once they get this education, they will leave and go back to these depressed areas as teachers, social workers, psychologists. In other words, they are going to give back. The ones that are lying, this woman, she lied and said that she lives there. She doesn't live there. This other woman, she lied. They're not going to live there. They are going to put their children, and why? It's very, very likely that their children want to grow up to become movie stars or some stupid... You see what I mean? And this is the American pursuit, and this is why when I come on your program, I want to tell you this, the difference. My children are children of immigrants themselves. And so my children know, mommy and daddy, they'll want me to help poor people and not be some tweaking movie star and a pain in the you-know-what to everyone around them.
You're still going to be doing the exact same thing that you claim other people shouldn't do.
But you did... Were you listening to me? I
was listening to you, but I don't see the difference. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Preston in Detroit, sir, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I am a teacher.
Yes, sir.
And obviously the gentleman is not quite getting the point. Okay, breaking the law is breaking the law. If you're speeding because you want to go to a party, you're breaking the law. If you're speeding because you want to get home and give your wife a gift, you're still breaking the law. So I don't think it's justifiable what he's saying. I don't understand that. What I think he should do is make the school work for him. Public schools are one of the only entities where you do have lots of control. Any parent can almost demand to see the principal, and the principal can help them at whatever area they're concerned with. His kid could get an honors program where he's not with kids who he feels is not as motivated as his kid is. So to me, there are lots of things he can do within the public school make that a little better.
I agree. I think that for 99% of the parents, that's a good idea. For my kid, though, I can't do it, you know.
Why can't you do it?
Because of the schools that they're in these areas, crackheads, you know, and...
Let me tell you something, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Preston, are you there?
Yes.
All right, we're losing your cell phone there, Preston. 877-876-PHIL. Maybe you can answer. You know, he was obviously going to take exception to what you're saying.
Yes, he was taking exception to what I was saying. I've got. Let me explain. He's talking about, I agree with everything that man said. I agree that parents need to stay in the district and help their school, make their school work for them if they are in a district, a bad district, stay. It's illegal. I'm an educated man. I work in the media with blogging and different publications. My children need to be in a much better district. I cannot afford to pay tuition for them, but because of what I do, I present the kind of person it looks like I should be able to. You see what I mean?
No, I don't see what you mean. What do you mean it looks like you...
It means because of I'm on the radio right now with you and I do some television shots, it looks like I should be able to afford to put my children in a better school. If someone comes to this school that my children go to this time, it is a toilet with these tweakers, rockheads and crackheads, and they see my child, they'll say that Jack Armstrong, who I just saw on television... He's got his kid in this toilet. Now, something ain't right, you know.
But what does that mean? I don't understand what that means. That you're speaking more for yourself.
No, I'm not.
It sounds to me like you're speaking more for yourself than you are for the kids.
No. I want my children to have a better education because for them to be in that school, someone says Jack Armstrong's kid is in that school. What are they doing going to school with a tweaker? It's no good, you know.
No, I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Ann. Ann is in Rockford, Illinois. Go ahead, Ann. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I can't believe you're making these accusations as if your children is more important than the next child who needs an education. How dare you?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, yes, you did. That's exactly what you said. You said she lied, but what you're doing is legal, and you're not lying. She's seeking a better education for her children, the same thing that you want, but because your kids are going back into the school system to be a positive role model, a teacher, a psychologist, or a doctor, then you have the right to do the very thing that she's doing. That's hypocritical and double standard.
No, but it's not a double standard if my children are going to go back into the school system to contribute positive, and her children are going to go on American Idol or be some... slob, you know?
Okay, you know what? That's just that you're how can I say it? You're lying to yourself is what you're doing.
No.
If you believe that, then you're lying to yourself.
That's a good way of putting it, Ann. I think what she's saying.
No, it's not a good way of putting that, Ann. Excuse me, ma'am, I don't mean you, but Mr. Hendry, for you to this obsequious pandering to your audience.
It's not I'm not pandering. I think she made a very good statement when she said that you're possibly lying to yourself. If your kids are going to go back to the school system to learn a good education and then eventually become social workers, good. Why do you assume that other parents can't do the same thing?
I'll tell you why. I read the story of this lady and the other lady. I didn't see anything in there that told me that those people are the kind of people that are going to do the big stuff, you know?
Well, here's the thing. Can I say something? If you going into the movie industry, which is a level of performing arts, is ignorant, maybe you should allow your children to watch TV. Think about it.
Well, I don't allow them too much.
TV to them.
Yes. I don't allow them too much TV. I will
don't
only
do
say
that.
My children... are the children of Jack Armstrong.
Your children are no special than the next child that comes in front of you. Your children are no different.
I think you would be right if we were not talking about the fact that I do some television, and so that when people see my children in a school that should have been condemned 10 years ago, they say that Jack Armstrong is a bum. You see?
No, I don't see. Here's the thing. Our school systems, to be honest with you, are not equal across the board. We all know that. You don't get the same level of education at every school. We all know that. But for you to say you can justify your behavior and call someone else a liar is being hypocritical. That is a fact.
See, why are you not lying, Jack?
I'll tell you what. This woman in Ohio, this woman in Georgia, they're liar. And you know why? Because they don't live where they say that they do.
And neither do you. And for you to say that you can justify it, you're lying to yourself.
That's my father-in-law. He lives there.
You don't live there. Your father-in-law is not your father. That is your in-law, your wife's father. So it has nothing to do with you.
Don't you understand the way these people lie?
What do you mean, these people, man?
No, they are lying. They lie. You know why? Because I'm on television. And
when you're on television, Jack, okay, I understand. And then the people see your kid going to school at some place that you call Tweaker's Paradise. Great. So what does that mean?
Then they look at me like I'm some kind of bum who is doing stuff for free. You see? Why can't this lady understand?
You're not talking about your kids, though, man. You're talking about you. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This gentleman, Preston, is back with us because he had a very difficult time. Preston, sorry, your car phone started to go out. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, but my main point is that the gentleman seems to be a nice person, but wrong is wrong. Everybody tries to justify by their exceptions to the rule, and that's not acceptable. Okay, but my main emphasis is that he should be more concerned with trying to get his child a good education. Don't tell me because there are crackheads, his child cannot get a good education. I went to a school with crackheads. I have a very good education. It's the teachers in the classroom he needs to be concerned about. He can talk. He can make sure that his kid gets teacher. That's the best teacher. He can talk to the principal. So though there are things he can do. Kids graduate every day. Yeah?
Well, I totally agree. I totally agree. But some of these teachers in the district, yes, sir?
You totally agree, but you're an exception to the rule still.
Right. And what did you say about the teachers?
Some of the teachers are tweakers.
So some of the teachers are drug users.
That is correct, yes.
Then I would go to the principal. You know, I don't know.
Make sure that your child gets the best teacher. Make sure that your child gets the right classes. If your child is in an AP class, if he's in AP classes, then they should be getting a good education.
I hope and I pray that you're right, but I don't know. And I hope and pray every night. And I don't believe in God. I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist, Phil. I don't believe in God, but I hope and pray every night that my children can go into a classroom where there is an individual there that is not, you know, tweaking.
All right, hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Jack Armstrong, who is a liberal blogger and pundit, and we're talking about parents who are claiming other addresses. They're claiming addresses in districts where they want to send their children to school. They don't live in that district. It is illegal to claim an address in that district, but they're doing that, and in the process, their kids are getting an education while those taxes are not being paid. Jack says that it's elitist and it's racist, and yet he himself is going to do it next year because he says his kids go to school in a district where the teachers and students are all tweakers. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Welcome back here on the World. world famous Phil Henry Show. Jack Armstrong with us. Our final segment. We have Robert Greene to talk about citizenship, the new citizenship law in Arizona. It's a heavy law, and we're talking here about school districts and why some parents are lying about where they live so they can send their kids to a better school district, which you're completely against, Jack. Except that's exactly what you're going to do.
No.
That's exactly what you're going to do next year.
No, it is not exactly what I'm going to do. I said to you that this is different, and if you'll let me finish what I'm going to say. And
well, we got to hurry up. I've got callers waiting.
You have to hurry up. You have callers waiting. Okay, I'm going to hurry up because you have callers waiting. You know, I want to say what I want to say.
Go ahead and say it.
I am a liberal. I support public education. I always have supported public education. And I have always decried people who send their children to a different district because they don't want their children going to school with the poor, with the black, with the Hispanic, and so forth. I was one of those children, immigrant children. They didn't want their children to go to school with me because I was Polish, because I had scabs on my head and on my arms from where we live. I remember this. Now my children go to school where? In exactly the same kind of situation that I went to school in. They come home, lice, and you don't even want to know. Now I want to, for the first time in their lives, put them in a good school. I want to take my wife to Las Vegas and not comp a buffet at Caesars. I'm sorry.
Well, this is a life frustration you have.
No, it is not. It's a good education for my children, so they're not going to school with a lot of these skinheads, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a call here from Sonia in Phoenix, listening on KBSZ. Sonia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Jack.
Hi.
Eastern Europe. I understand
yep.
what you say. They're getting to the point where you're trying to say that you being in the public eye, you want to create a good uh-huh. reputation with your children
right.
going to a better school. But
right.
intent is good, but your act is unlawful. And I think by doing what you're doing is you're creating the opposite effect.
So one but at least you don't think I'm a hypocrite. You don't think I'm a hypocrite, at least.
I didn't call you that, but I'm just saying I think now saying what you just said, it makes you look bad, even though you're trying to achieve a good reputation. So
what do you mean? What did I just say? What do you mean of what I just said?
It doesn't matter what you said. It's what you do.
You said of what I just said, it makes me look bad.
Well, for one thing, you were talking about wanting to take your wife to Vegas.
I said that.
You were saying
yeah.
how other parents are doing what they're doing is wrong and you have an excuse, but how do you know what their intent is? How do you know that they're liars? How do you know what someone said? At all.
You can look at this one lady. I saw her on the TV. She looks like a liar from way back, you know. I tell you why. I grew up with this kind of people, and they look at the camera, and they've got brand new butterfly sunglasses, you know, but they lie, you know.
But how do you know they're lying, and why can't they have the same intent as you?
I think that lady just asked me the same question, so I don't need it again from you, you know.
And I'm asking it again.
Because I don't want my children going to school and coming home with crabs, okay?
But
I didn't want to have to say
else.
That.
That's the same excuse anybody
right.
else used. And like I said, the intent is good. Of course, everybody wants the best for their kids. But the act itself is unlawful.
Has it ever happened to you? Have you ever had to come home with that? I don't think
Sorry?
So. Have you ever had to come home from your school as a child with crabs?
Don't ask people that question.
I wish I didn't have to.
All right, Sonia, thank you. I'm going to move on to another call. You're very kind. 877-876-7445. Alyssa in Chattanooga. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just think that it's really interesting, Jack, that you feel that these people are being racist and elitist. But
yes.
you are claiming
yes.
that these, quote, these people, unquote, are their children are nothing better than sluts and, you know, wannabe movie stars. I just find that really interesting.
Wait. When did I say that?
You said that. You said American Idol.
I said that my children want to go to school to help this old school district go back and help these crackheads and tweakers, you know? But other people's children, yes?
By reasoning, sir, then you, as a member of the media and the public eye and an educated man, should stay in that school district and help to educate those people and have your children help to educate their classmates.
But the problem is, people will come to the school to see my children, and they'll say, look at Jack Armstrong. This guy is a bum.
That sounds like that's a personal issue for you to deal with. What you're saying is that these people, quote-unquote, I don't know who you're referring to, are being racist.
The lady in the news, she sends her children to this other district because she doesn't want their children hanging out with, you know, dark people.
Good Lord.
This lady looked like a liar from way back. What does a liar look like, precisely?
I think you know what I mean.
What does
that
look like?
Because I don't look at people and assume that they're liars based on what they look like.
I'm not going to have you call me a racist. I'm not going to have that.
Oh, so I guess we can figure out what that means then.
Okay.
What does it mean? I don't know.
You don't want anybody calling you a racist. Is a liar someone with dark skin, a black person?
No. Not necessarily. But they're on welfare. How do I know? The butterfly glasses I told you about.
Phil Hendry.
I want anyone listen to me.